Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 14. You guys are laughing at me. They're laughing at my natural voice. But what's up, y'all? Today, we're with George and Minnie.
Yo, yo, yo.
And we're back at it again, guys. And today, we're going to be conversating, having some very chill vibes. You know what I mean? Having some chill conversations, chill combos with the homies today. So I hope you guys stick around and have some coffee with us today. Speaking of which, we're sipping on Honduras coffee.
Honduras. Say that, Mini.
Honduras.
No, Honduras.
Huh?
Honduras. On?
On. Well, aside, like the...
Yeah, silent H. Honduras.
Honduras.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but it's, today we wanted to kick it back a little bit from giving you guys some facts on the coffee. So it's pretty good coffee.
That's pretty good.
It tastes good. I mean, I like it. Maybe he does not like
it's
it.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah, but it's Honduras coffee is really good. We got it. It's from Cova. So shout out Cova. And we're not gonna dive in too much into the coffee today, into Honduras. So sorry, my Honduran people. But if you guys want to learn more about coffee and more about different coffee origins, feel free to check out some of our recent episodes after this episode. We speak on Kenya. We speak on Ethiopia already. Do we speak on Ethiopia?
Yeah, we did.
No.
Oh, we haven't.
Just Kenya.
Yeah, we haven't talked on Ethiopia because that one's going to be like
a huge one. Yeah, that'd be a good one though. We spoke on Kenya. We spoke on Colombia. Spoke on Costa Rica. We spoke on Chiapas. Vietnamese. What else? We're missing anything? Costa Rica. It's a lot of coffee origins, dude. Good job, guys. We learn a lot. I think it's basically it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're missing
Salvador
any.
I think we got them everything.
So if you guys want to grow your coffee knowledge, definitely check out some of the recent episodes. Thank you guys so much for subscribing, for rating us, 5-star, all of that good stuff. Totally helps us out a lot, and sharing it with your friends and family.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Appreciate y'all for that. You guys, the ones that won the competition, you guys should have received your package sometime today. Or actually, I forget where we get.
At the time of this recording.
At the time of this recording, you guys are very rocking it. So thank you all for that, for your support, for our OG listeners.
Some people already got them, right?
Yeah. It's already on the story. Anyways, guys, let's get right into the good stuff. I want to ask you guys a quick questions. I feel like the people, the listeners, need to get to know us a little more. So here's a quick question for you guys. If you could, some icebreakers. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? So let's say right now, Back to the Future came in his car. You could select the date. Which day would you go back to? You don't even have to go that far. You can just go maybe like 2 weeks ago, last year, 10 seconds ago.
I'll let George go first.
Back in like in history, even
no. If you can go back in time, it can be like last year.
Now when I go back in time,
this guy.
Are you changing the future? Like the?
No, I don't care about the future. But no. When I go back in time, am I in danger? Like if I go to dinosaurs, am I in danger? Mm. Or am I like in a bubble where nobody can see me?
No, of course you can be seen.
I was gonna say Egyptian times, but I'll probably get my head cut off.
Why though?
I don't know. I'm not Egyptian.
But why would you like to go back to Egypt?
I think it was crazy time, like for engineering, like just like engineers.
But you could still go to
no,
Egypt
but like the
right
pyramids,
now?
Huh? You yeah, right but now. How were the pyramids built?
Aliens. No, there's actually like conspiracies on
the
aliens helped with that.
You guys want to talk about aliens? You talk about aliens, homie?
No.
For real, though. Like, in recent history, I would say the 60s. I think, like, the music in that time was, like, pretty crazy. Like, that's all cool. The things that were coming up. Yeah, 60s, 70s. And then, like, just period history. Egyptian time is probably, like, one of the biggest
that's
ones.
That's dope. Yeah. I respect that. Minnie?
I'd go back to the Jesus times.
B.C. or BC. A.D.?
That was a trick question.
Wait, what?
Or during?
During the when Jesus was
BC.
Got him. She's like,
you compute my.
No, that's cool.
But hold on, Jesus times are like where
like,
though? Where?
Like Nazareth?
No,
like Bethlehem.
Belen.
Belen.
No.
Bethlehem.
Like,
mi burrito samané.
Oh, no, George. I have to cut that
out. Just, like, I would just want to, like, be, like, follow his whole journey with him.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's hope, because, you know, there's a lot of incredulous people then, so you might have been the one to crucify him.
Nah, not me.
Because when you're in that moment. All right.
That's what Peter said.
That's what Peter said. That's what Judas said.
Wait, wasn't Judas?
That's what Judas Priest said. Nah. All right. All right, so yeah, I would anywhere else. What about like modern era back time,
like recent history, like in the 1900s. Ooh, which decade in the 1900s?
The 80s.
Eighties.
Huh. Nice.
Why the 80s?
I don't know. I just think it's cool. I just like the style. I like the music too.
The '80s.
I always want to say the
50s. What's '80s?
Eighties. It's like 80s rock. Or the 60s. Rock and roll. Like. Oh.
But is that like the Afros?
No, that's the 70s.
70s. That was Jimi Hendrix, late 70s.
Yeah.
And then 80s came in with the disc. No, 70s was disco. 70s was disco, right?
Yeah.
60s. No, 60s was like.
60s more was like swing and.
I just want to go 50s. Back to the days, like, you know, when the girls wore those, like, the skirts. Like those.
Okay, yeah, the skirt thing, that's the 50s, right?
That's
like the 50s,
right?
Yeah. That's the 50s for
sure.
Then I choose
the 50s. Yeah.
I always want to say the 50s, but when was the Great Depression?
Oh.
I don't know. Do you last the 30s?
The
Great Depression is
it was
right
like
now,
the 30s,
man.
I think. I know. No, but yeah, I always say, like.
It was the
70s.
Great Depression.
Anyway.
No, but I always think, like, people always say, like, oh, yeah, this era. But then you forget, like,
slavery and
yeah,
all this
stuff. Like, I don't know if you'd want to go back
well,
to that
you
time.
Know, like...
I mean,
how
history,
long are we
period.
Talking, though? Like, just
yeah, that's what I'm saying, though, about the Egyptian stuff is, like, I would want to see it just because, like, I'm so fascinated by Egyptian, like, all the stuff, like, the pharaohs, the pyramids. But I know for sure I'd be enslaved
beheaded.
Or something.
Yeah. I would say I want to go to, like, the 90s. No, like 90s. Early 90s, though. We're like retro. Bro, I'm an immigrant. I can make those kind of mistakes.
Same.
Like,
I always say I'm from TJ.
Yeah, but like retro days, where like Fila, like old school Nike and Adidas.
You're born in what?
96.
That's still early 90s.
Yeah, but I wasn't saving my artifacts.
You too.
It could have been.
You just didn't appreciate the time.
That's one of the reasons why I got that guitar, because it's from the 95.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like that feeling like, damn, this guitar is freaking 24 years old.
Yeah, that would have been cool. No, but to live in the 90s, not be born in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm actually late 90s, really.
Yeah. I mean, you grew up in 2005-ish. It's probably when you were like 10 years old.
Yeah.
But I think like the late 90s is the best of the 90s.
The late 90s?
Yeah.
I would say probably two. Yeah, I mean, I was like 4 years old, but still, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you want to be a teenager in the late 90s?
Yeah, but
you
always. Not me, though.
Yeah, but you always say.
You guys are asking me.
Oh.
No, but yeah. You know, like, say that same party, like, it's the.
90s?
Late. Like, yeah, it's like late 1991 or whatever. Mm-hmm.
What's that one song, Minnie? The one song, My Boys.
The one.
Broadway. Actually,
my posse's on Broadway.
Yeah, that one. Whenever that was made, I was that's where I want to be at. You know that song?
What song is that?
My posse's on Broadway. Like back when rap was like a story. I went to the park, then I told
my. Okay, that's like 90s. That's
that's what I'm saying.
90s.
Like Chubby Pants. Like
MC Hammer.
Skateboard.
Can't touch this. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's where I want to be, man. I want to be at the dance floor.
See, after skateboarding, that must have been crazy.
All right, enough of time travel. I want to go with something crazier. Let's talk about like pet peeves. I want each of us to give us two pet peeves. I feel like we all have pet peeves, and some are more extreme than others. Some are more bearable than others. So give me your peeves that are pets.
I feel like you have more, so I feel like you should go first. Yeah.
But how?
Pet
peeves?
Yes.
I have one.
Oh, like gumpiness?
You have so many pet peeves.
For me, like off the top of my head, when people chew with their mouth open, I can't do
that. Yeah, I can't help you with that, bro. First
hand experience, Lalo and the twins.
Because look. If you get spiced out, it's impossible to chew with your mouth closed.
But they always have an excuse.
If you're spiced out.
Yeah. Spicy. Oh, that's chewy.
I got a cut on my lip or something like that. But yeah, I just chew passionately, man. That's who I am.
You're so nasty, homie.
What about you, Mini? Let's go. Let's do one real quick and then another one real quick. Off the top of your head.
I think people are always just complaining. The complaining. This is a new one for me.
Like
though.
Whining?
Yeah, like this. Yeah, like this is a new one for me. No, like complaining, like always negative.
Oh, yeah, like, same here.
Like that, like recently that has been like my pet peeve. Like, okay, like.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I see. For me, I think I would say like lint. No. Actually, like it's a pet peeve though. Like I hate when I have a black outfit and like I get a bunch of lint. It's like it really
Like in your black jeans.
It really pests my pee. Yeah, because it makes you look or it makes you feel like this, like dusty. Gross and like inadequate.
Dusty.
Inadequate.
Yeah. Dusty, musty, crusty. Yeah, but George, another one real quick.
Another one.
Like me kicking the back of your chair. I think it's everybody though, huh? Not just being bugged with.
Yeah. Nah, for me it's more like, I don't know, I'm kind of a germaphobe, so I don't know, people like.
I'm not.
I don't know. I'm
trying accept to you as you are.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I have
some. You're always trying to think.
But.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying
you to say think. That every after every answer. Well, that's my pet peeve, bro. Every question you say, I'm trying to think.
I don't know my pet peeves until like it happens, and then I forget about them until it happens again.
Well, that's it. Well, there goes that. I was trying to break the ice for our viewers.
That's a big one though, complaining.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks. Yeah. I would say like.
Well, I know when people talk over me. I'm sorry. I just that like bothers me so much.
Yeah, hey, I always say you gotta. You gotta let your voice be heard. You gotta just get in there sometimes, and nobody gonna like put up a red carpet
you're
for you.
Saying
to speak.
That because
I'm just saying.
I'll say listen something, here. And Lalo be like, re-say what I say. Like
No.
Like
I just
my
got
jokes,
more charisma.
Everything.
Your joke, you got no good joke.
Yes, I do.
I just got better charisma at saying it.
That's true.
I'm just kidding.
Forget you guys, man.
No, I just made last comments on this. A pet peeve of mine is people talk slow or trying to tell me something and it's super slow. I'm like, dude, come on, like
get to the point.
Get on with it, like come on. Especially on the phone. Oh my goodness.
What other pet peeves do I have? On the phone? I can kind of relate to that. Like, come on, just tell me the
You're always like, just say it already.
Say it. Like just get to like the hook.
People walk slow.
Oh yeah, I'm a fast walker.
I mean, he's like,
I'm just thinking of
people
everything
that
he
walk
tells
slow,
me.
People that walk fast, people that look at me.
Everything. Yeah. I'm trying to like think of everything.
No, that's it. I think because I'm very self-critical myself, especially with like using likes a lot, or even using certain words repetitively. I always get like irritated by that because then I'll catch on, and then after I caught on to their word that they keep continuously using, I'm like, change the word already. Right. Like, damn,
you know, I wasn't like that until like I didn't notice until like
until you pointed
until
it out?
I met you and you started pointing out about
I didn't have it until I met you.
So and then I hear it now.
Yeah, anyways.
It's true.
Everything that buried. Anyways, I want to speak on something that is very dear to my heart, and I may even be one of those. You might be one of those. You know, we just don't know. They are everywhere. They are all around us. They are amongst us. They are at your favorite coffee shop, at your least favorite coffee shop. I want to talk about coffee snobs.
Snobs.
But does that make me a snob for talking about coffee snobs?
Snobs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Yeah. So I guess it's fair. I can talk about my own people. So I want to speak on coffee snobs. Just what would you guys define a coffee snob to be?
Someone who thinks they have like all the knowledge about coffee.
Ooh.
And instead of like trying to teach other people, they just try to make people feel dumb. Like trying to just like
that's
how I see it.
Like talk to people in a condescending way.
Yeah.
Interesting. Have you ever been encountered by a coffee snob?
I think Rudy told my story. Like,
the macchiato one?
Yeah. I think it's my own. And like no one else has been like crazy, like, oh wow, this person's like a coffee snob, but like sometimes it's just their looks.
Yeah.
Their like just the way they talk to you, you're just like, okay. I know you're a coffee snob, but I'm not gonna try to be nice.
What would you say is a coffee snob?
Coffee snob.
Coffee snucker. Hop knocker.
Coffee snuffer.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, some people, like, you can tell right away when they are, like, happy to share information or, like, trying to show you how much better they are or how much more they know about a subject than you. So, I mean, you can kind of tell right away. Yeah. And I feel like especially, like, in coffee where, like, how many people have you talked to? Like, you start talking about wine and it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Whatever it may be, you know, beer, whatever it may be. Coffee.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
But when it comes to coffee, it's like the same exact thing. It's like these people that, you know, they, and it's sometimes too, like just their attitude. Like I'll go in, like it's like same thing. Like we've mentioned this on the podcast before. Like if you don't look a certain way, they're like already dismissing you as somebody who doesn't know. Like oh, this fool was probably like just coming in expecting Starbucks. Like you know what I mean?
Or that's messed up. Yeah, I just like when you come in and. Right away, they're already like having to explain the whole menu to you, or maybe they won't take you as serious because you don't know coffee. Like they do.
Yeah.
I think that's why I try to make customers feel comfortable. Where it's like, if they're like, "Oh, it's my first time here," or like, "What's this? What's that?" I think that's where like I try to be a good person and try to like explain it to them and not sound like a douche, because that's the last thing I want to sound like, "Oh, this and that," or. Or, like, they'll kind of, like, think that you're already thinking they're a snob. I mean, thinking that you're a snob. Mm. So, they'll be like, "I know it's not black coffee. Like, I take creamer. I'm sorry." And I'm like, no. Like, because they'll, like, don't feel bad for
it. Yeah. What's a coffee snob to you?
Isn't that interesting, though? Really quick before. Isn't that interesting? Like, people already, like, come in there. Already, like, semi-apologizing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, "I'm sorry. I'm not, like." Already like kind of feeling bad that they're not, but it shouldn't be that way.
Well, even like they'll be like, they'll say, like, "Oh, you guys really take your coffee," or it might even go the other way around. Like they'll kind of like make you feel bad because like last time I felt so like dumb because they were saying, "Oh, you really take your coffee here serious," and I'm like, "Oh, you're making a Chemex like pour over," but like it makes you feel like you're being extra, like, you're doing the most.
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Oh, like you're really like I just want regular drip coffee." And it's like, so it goes both ways. But I guess a coffee snob to me would be like two ways. I think one is like maybe they'll withhold information. Like maybe they don't want to share everything they know because they're trying to keep it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or another way, they want to like correct everything you're doing. That's like from a barista standpoint maybe. And then maybe as like a like your average drinker that comes in, maybe like even the same thing. Like they want to correct you or tell you about it. Or they'll ask questions.
To test you almost?
To test you, but to let you know that they know what's up.
Yeah, that they know you don't know coffee.
Like one thing, here's a funny story. My coworker was closing the shop at like 5:55. I'm not sure if I share this. Did I share this?
I don't think so.
A coffee shop owner came in.
From another coffee shop?
Yeah. From another coffee shop? Yeah. And she goes, did you guys already close the heads? Did you guys already do Black Flush? Like, basically, like, the whole process.
Oh.
And I know it's, like, it's them being nice, but it's, like, saying, basically, like, the way that I understood it was, like, or took it was, like, I know that you have to backflush before you close a head.
Yeah.
So, that means you're still open if you haven't backflushed yet. Or you can still serve me, so I know that. So, don't try to tell me that you already closed it, whatever. I don't know.
Basically being, like, I'm a barista, like.
Yeah, I think. Let it be nice. But, anyways.
But the way they said it, you're saying?
Yeah, like, I think.
A little bit.
And it's, like. And side note, if you're a barista or if you're working service, you know, coming that late, it's like you kind of being a mean.
You're asking for bad
because
karma.
You know, but yeah, no, but it shouldn't be like that.
I can't say anything. I go in 5 minutes before you guys close.
You do.
Damn. All the time.
Not cool. That's what Meanie's a coffee snob in her own way.
Do you find yourself like ever, like, do you ever catch yourself though, like being a little snob? Coffee snob? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Well, because when I maybe subconsciously, or maybe like maybe I might come off because I'm trying to understand the coffee, like, or even talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
and it might come out kind of stupid, like, oh, you're just trying too hard to, like, vanilla coffee. But I'm practicing how to dissect the coffee. You know what I mean? Like, how to really speak about the coffee.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I might come off that way, or maybe like.
But I think there's a fine line though, because there's a fine line. Like, if you're passionate about something.
Yeah.
Then you kind of like, dude, I catch myself all the time, like, somebody will ask me something about, like, about guitar, and, like, I know so much history about it, mm-hmm. and then I'll start talking, and I'm like, wait, I don't think they care about all this stuff, they just ask me, but it's, like, not that I'm trying to be a snob about it, but it's just, like, I'm passionate about it, so that's why I want to share about it,
help
so maybe that's, it, yeah. you know.
Naturally just happens, like,
yeah, I think it's, like, that.
That's true. Too. You guys think there's, like, a look to it?
A what?
A look to be in a coffee snob.
No, but before we change subject, I find myself being a coffee snob, but not like in person or anything like that. But like when I see people on social media post like, oh, like their coffee, and it's like, it looks so bad, and I'm like, guilty. Oh my goodness, like that's guilty. Not coffee.
That's so true though. I'm sorry. I love it because I love that we're getting into like. We all have a snob in us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
I just won't be rude about it. Like,
I've done that. I'm guilty to that. Like, oh, like, I know that's not good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's true. Yeah, you guys think there's a look to it?
No, there is a look, though, because... But I think it naturally happens, like, when a lot of people who are passionate about the same thing, they kind of, like...
It's a trend.
It kind of becomes trendy because, like, if you do go, like, to the throwdowns and all that kind of stuff, everyone is pretty much dressed, like, similar. And it's not, it's, like, they're dressing different. Yeah. But they're all dressing different, so it makes them look similar.
Which is a cool style.
Which is cool, yeah.
But I have it's had some curveballs where, like, your average Joe, average guy comes in, like, just a t-shirt and some, mm-hmm. Some cacks. and you'll come and, like... He'll talk to you about coffee like crazy, and that he used to be a roaster. I'm like, oh god damn, because it really puts you on edge. Like, always do your best, and as if you're serving coffee for the president. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Barack or Trump?
Huh?
Barack or Trump?
Huh?
Barack Which or president, Trump? Homie?
Both.
Both of?
And Hillary.
Anyways,
yeah. So I think there's definitely like a trend or a look in the coffee scene, right? But I think that you shouldn't fall a victim to it, right? I think be your own person, be your own style.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean, I think that's true. I mean, I think that's true. Like, sometimes...
I think it just happens, though. Like, it's part of being a person. Like, you want to be part of a tribe, so you start dressing like the tribe. It's
and your influence, like...
Yeah, exactly.
It's just influence. That's what it is.
Right.
Like, that's it happens true. To everybody.
Based on my recent discoveries... There's an old school coffee snob and a new school coffee snob. Can you guys guess the old school?
Well, I already know because I already told you.
Okay,
to
George,
so
can you guess the old school? Yeah.
Like the type of person?
Yeah.
There's like the OGs or what?
There's an old wave and a new wave, yeah. There's two kinds of coffee snobs.
Like the Starbucks?
No. So the old school is what it is. An old school person, when they come in, they ask for the darkest roast coffee because they take their dark roast and, like, they know dark roast, like, they make nothing else. And then they add a bunch of creamer. Or they'll ask for an espresso, for the best espresso, and then they'll put sugar and cream in it.
It's, like, almost like a...
The Italiano. It is.
I'm sorry, but it's, like, the whole thing about, like... Oh, look at me drinking black coffee. It's like that or what?
No, it's
they're
like...
they're older people.
No, it's older people. It's older people. There's snobs as well, but they're older. What's the word? Elderly people. So like they'll come in and they'll be snobs too. Though they'll be like, they'll actually say it though. It's funny. They'll be like, I'm a total coffee snob. Can I get like some like a breve something like that? And I'm and like one time this old couple, they wanted a macchiato and an espresso, and. The reason I call them snobs is because they're kind of obnoxious.
Yeah.
And it helps them sound negative.
But no.
It's negative.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But basically, he was asking us what kind of cups we're going to use. So I was telling him, and he reaches over the glass and picks up one of the cappuccino mugs. And he goes, oh, can I have it in here? And I'm like, yeah. But like, dude, like, don't be grabbing, touching stuff. Like,
that always drives me crazy. Anywhere I go, like, that. There was another pet peeve. When like people like
put their hands.
Yeah, or like, you know, like when you're at a restaurant or something, and they have like the glass, and they're like pointing at the food, but like all the way over the glass.
Like in Panda,
yeah, at Panda, and I, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Those people, they drive me crazy.
Well, he does that, and I'm like, yeah. So I make sure that I use the same cup that he touched, and then they wanted the macchiato on the same thing, and they had like creamer and sugar, which is cool, right? But which, and then they were happy and all that stuff. But and then they were talking about how like how serious they take their coffee. But another one was, he said that he hated our espresso. He said it was the worst thing he's ever tasted. And then we offered to make him another espresso, and he said, no, not from here. But we come to find, after I looked into espresso, he added creamer, and like, he messed with the espresso.
Yeah.
It wasn't like pure anymore. He added creamer, he added sugar, and so he hated it. I'm like, dude, no wonder you hated like, the coffee.
That's on you.
But then he made
it. Did you think it was like black coffee?
No, that's how
he knew that it was espresso.
Yeah, but I think that's how they take it in Italy.
Really? Because
every time they say that they're coffee snobs, they go, yeah, I go visit Italy quite often, so I know my coffee, which I'm sure is good coffee, it's just different in Italy. So maybe I'm just being naive. But
I gotta look into that. Yeah. How do they take their espresso?
Italian, yeah, I think they add cream and sugar and all that weird stuff.
Interesting.
Which is weird because now the new wave.
Flavored creamer?
Like half and half.
Oh, okay.
Like cream. And like cream. I think this wave right now is trying to taste coffee as pure as possible. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what it is right now with the whole movement.
That's true.
Pour overs like and cold brew.
Yeah.
Is you want to taste it, the coffee, taste the coffee for what it is. And with that, I was like, yeah, that was just like a snob. Oh, it's an elderly kind of snob, which is a youngster's kind of snob. You know, there's both of them.
Yeah.
And so the elderly go off of Italia.
Mm.
It's Italy style coffee.
Yeah.
And they'll like criticize you for that. But they are a plus because they know what a macchiato is and all that stuff. And
would they be called second wave?
I think like the first wave, bro. No, I think
I don't know anything about these waves you're talking about.
There's a
moon pulls it back and forth. That's all I know.
What?
Really?
I think it's not about actual waves.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to act like I didn't know.
Oh.
So you can explain it.
Anyways. But yeah, that's old school. At least that's what I consider the old school coffee schnobs. But I would consider the new school coffee schnobs. I would say the people that are like, that's for like Topo Chico. Which is me. I like Topo Chico. They'll ask you for like the darling in your espresso. Like, oh, what is, how many grams do you guys is in that? But like in the testing you, they'd be like, oh no, I like mine really pulled at this kind of time or whatever it is, all that stuff.
So are those weird baristas or
probably or home baristas?
Hmm.
Those are
good. Isn't that crazy that people are like that? I mean, that's the whole thing about like being a snob, I guess. Are they trying to do that because they're genuinely interested? Or are they doing that to show you? Like,
I think it just depends.
Maybe they're just trying to do it to show you that they know coffee. Like, so you're not looking at them like, oh, these people don't know anything.
Yeah,
they just like
on the defensive.
Try to prove themselves.
Yeah.
Look, I'm one of you. Kind
yeah.
of
thing.
Well, I mean, this is the other one. Like, this is the worst one I ever experienced. Well, in my early career as a barista. Like 2 months ago.
Last week.
No, but this lady, she wanted a pour over, right? And she goes, I want one that's like more chocolatey and stuff like that. Or like, and then she was going through different flavors. She's like, oh, I don't really like whatever, pear or something. And then I'm like, oh, it's not.
Wait, pear as a tasty
as
note?
As a tasty note.
Okay.
And I tell her, me, I was thinking more of like, it's not literal pear. So I tell her, I'm like, oh, it's not actual pear. It's more like wine tasting on that stuff. And she goes, oh, I know what coffee is. Trust me. I know about tasting on that stuff. I'm more of a chocolatey kind of thing. So then she made me feel like I'm stupid.
Oh,
but I was just trying to like,
help her out.
Yeah, because then if you're onto coffee, then you would know that this coffee is going to be a good coffee.
And it's not going to taste just, like an actual
yeah,
pear.
Yeah, and like, those are the ones that I'm like, dude, like, I'm trying to help you out. Like, because honestly, like, here, keep it real. There's times where, like, you will never know what kind of coffee you're drinking unless I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's what I always, like, I don't know.
Same thing goes with, I'm sorry, I talk about guitars a lot. Same thing, though. It's, like, the same thing, like, they'll test out like different pedals, like quote unquote, and then like, or like different pickups.
Yeah.
Or like there's a discussion about does wood change the tone? And then like you'll hear two different ones and people always say like, oh yeah, this one sounded like this, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, if I put both of them and I blind tested you, you would not know the difference between each.
Yeah.
So like, same thing.
And I know there's like, you can't discredit like all coffee because I know that there's, of course you can taste difference in coffee and all that stuff. But I think like to take it that serious, I'm like, yo, like you got to relax. Or like, I don't know. It's just, sometimes I'm like, I'm baffled because sometimes I'll ask for like, oh, what's your strongest coffee? This and that. Like, I really take my coffee strong as heck. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, well, if you want the strongest thing, it's a cold brew nitro. They go, oh, it's bitter.
What the heck?
Oh my gosh, dude.
What do you
help me out, bro.
Damn if you do, damn
and then,
if you don't.
And then they'll go with the honey latte to just end it even worse.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, my goodness. So that's when I'm like, okay, this is like that's one of those things. Those kind of people. So it's just like, it's always a custom fight. And then, oh, so hey,
really quick. Those are funny ones though, because sometimes like, I have a couple friends where they're like, oh, I take my coffee black. I'm like, really, dude? Like, do you really, though? Yeah. And then they actually do, like, take him freaking black. Where I'm like, what the heck? This is freaking nasty, homie. But anyways, go.
Yeah. I just have, like, another story that's my last one. I'm talking a lot. But this lady, so you know how we have chocolate and fruity coffees at the shop, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, man, we are not chocolate fans. We just do not like chocolate, like, at all. And I'm like, no, it's more like describing the coffee. It's not, like, literal chocolate or lava cake, whatever it is. And she goes, no, honey, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. So just don't get it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Like if it's actual, like, chocolate.
Yeah.
Don't taste it.
And then she's like, oh, melon. We definitely hate melon. We know.
Are you serious?
No, yeah, I'm serious. And I was trying to explain to her, like, no, like, just give it a chance. And so I offered. I was like, hey, like, I'll tell you what, like, if you buy one of the coffees, we'll buy for you the coffee so you can taste it. And so she goes, oh, well, I can't argue with that. And so I make him with the two pour overs. And she goes, wow, it's really, really good. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm glad you give it a try and stuff. But like, people will be so stuck on the card that says
on the notes.
Melon. Like, oh, no way.
You should have told her that I'm going to give you the chocolatey one or the one that she like wanted. And then give her the one that's actually like.
No. Well, I gave her that one.
Like, so no, but I'm saying it. like it would be funny if one day you just be like, oh yeah, I won't give you that one. Okay. But then you actually give it to her and you're like, oh, this is super
chocolate
good.
That's what I was thinking.
Or
right in
there. Yeah. Actual chocolate. Like, no, but yeah, like, it's, yeah, they just read the words literal and they'll like close their minds. Like, oh, like wine and like there's wine in this coffee.
What the heck?
Yeah, like they're confused. Even like our tea offerings has tasty notes and they'll get confused by that stuff. But yeah, it's a whole other world, man. Coffee is insane. And it could be intimidating. I think that's why we do this kind of stuff, because talking about those uncomfortable moments where you're like, what the heck is this drink?
Mm-hmm. I think there's such a big like spectrum of coffee drinkers. You have like, you know, you have my mom who drinks creamer and like that's what she loves, which I love too. That's what I grew up on. But then you have like people who who drink it straight black.
And
some people who drink it straight black just because of the effects for it, not even for the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who drink it just for the chocolatey of it, not for really tasting coffee. Yeah. And then you have people who take it super seriously. Like, I don't know. I think that whole spectrum, like it's cool because then you get to see so many different kinds of people and everybody has their own taste. Like one that I was thinking about right now is I took Christian to a Copa Vida a while back.
Yeah.
And he likes his stuff like really black, and I gave him a taste of my vanilla latte. It wasn't even like that's sugary to me, but to him he was like, oh dude, this is too sugary. And I was thinking like, oh snap, then that's cool that you actually really like, you know, black coffee.
Right.
But it's like that where like if he would have told me before, like I didn't believe him because I was just thinking like, oh,
he's trying to play hard.
You have a you have a thing in your head of what black coffee quote unquote is, you know. But yeah, I think it's so cool like to have this whole spectrum where people have like they're all these different tastes. Some people are into cold brew and they hate really like, you know, some people like cold brew but they don't really like the dark roasted stuff.
Yeah,
it's like I don't know, it's just so interesting. seeing all the different kind of people, and it sucks that, like, I mean, yeah, they're gonna have snobs everywhere in all walks of life.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool when you actually meet people who are genuinely passionate for it.
And they want to help you. I think. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I think. I mean, what I do, to is like educate yourself, right? And I think that's where the podcast comes in, where you guys are listening with us and learning with us, because we don't know, like, not even close to scratching the surface of coffee world. Mm-hmm. How we mentioned before, but one thing that I always do when I go to a coffee shop and I don't know, I ask questions. Like, I'll be like, hey man, what's this? What is this coffee right here? Or like, how's this coffee? Because I think that's the way that you learn and continue to like grow. Like once, like whenever you think you know it all, boom, like you don't know it all. Yeah. There's so much more.
There's always more to learn with coffee. Yeah,
definitely.
Like, what about anything? You guys? Do you guys have like a certain time when you would like, you learn a bunch just by asking one question to somebody and they were like genuinely helpful?
I think so. I think when we used to go to coffee shops a lot, we would always ask questions. I would like to ask about like their pour over method, because we all do it differently. And so,
yeah, I think that's where we learned. Like when we first started getting coffee, when we'd go to the coffee shops in Temecula, we would just sit right there in the bar and like conversate with the barista.
Yeah.
But I think I learned a lot from Lalo, actually. Like after you took that brewing like fundamentals class.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like all his knowledge he learned, like he would like just tell me. Mm. And like that's where I like learned most of it.
Right.
I forget his name, but this guy Wholesome a long time ago. I asked him about something. And you start explaining a bunch of stuff, and I learned a lot at that time. But it was, he wasn't being like, that's what's cool about it. He wasn't being like a snob about it, or he wasn't like trying to be condescending. He was genuinely helping me out.
Yeah, well, I did put a note here, just that people that, I think how you like avoid becoming one, or like how avoid being the least of it, is like just sharing what you know, and like with, of course, like at the right moment, the right time, but like always sharing like feedback and ideas and like how you I think at the end of the day everybody enjoys their coffee however the heck they want to enjoy, and that's the best part of it, that you don't have to enjoy it a certain way. And even with us, like there's times where I'll take a vanilla latte like one day, you know what I mean? Like I think how we keep it real with Starbucks sometimes, like there's a time for Starbucks and a room for Starbucks. Doesn't mean we like completely abandon the, you know, third wave, whatever, but I just think that we can't, like, we don't want to put up a persona of like, oh, we're coffee
experts
and we know, no, like we're learning, and but we're taking that step and like wanting to educate ourselves in the coffee world and educate ourselves in what are we drinking, so we can better explain it to you guys and to each other and to ourselves.
Yeah,
I gave him a Starbucks for this month.
Did you really?
Yeah, just because like, well, I'm doing the no sugar thing.
Yeah.
And like,
so why are you doing this again, George? Not personal.
I just having some friends just doing it all together. Everybody's kind of giving up something.
George is getting chubby.
Yeah, I was getting a little chubby, chubby wubby,
chubby wubby.
No, but Georgie. Dude, I remember when I first started getting to coffee, I started getting iced lattes from Starbucks, like just coffee and milk. And like I don't remember in them being that bad.
George always,
dude. Well, I don't remember them being that bad. I actually liked them back in the day.
Yeah.
And like recently, I tried. I was like, okay, well, I can't get anything with flavor, so I tried cappuccino. It was disgusting. And then I tried a nice latte. I was like, okay, this can't be that bad. It was so bad, dude.
Yeah. Well, I remember the first time we started having a latte that's at the house, and then I had one at Starbucks. So I figured it'd be the same. It was horrible.
Yeah,
it was
disgusting.
That reminds me of Mark, one of our good friends, Mark. He works, he's manager at Neat Coffee.
Yeah.
But before I was even into coffee, he was already into coffee. And I remember we were with his dad in the car driving, and he was just talking about Starbucks being burnt. And it's called conversation. And he was talking to his dad about burnt coffee. And like, yeah, it's because they mass producing, you know, like the whole spiel on Starbucks. And I remember I was thinking, I'm like, what is this guy saying? Like, what is this guy talking about?
This is good.
I'm like, what a schnob.
Can I get a frappuccino?
Java chip
tea? I remember George and I, with my mom, we would always ask for the chocolate syrup on top.
Dude,
and then I'd always forget to put it on. I'm like, excuse me, can you put the chocolate syrup on top?
Dude, mocha frappuccinos are...
Yeah, that was the bee's knees back then. But yeah, I think that's...
Smell the chicken.
Any final thoughts, guys? Let's just drop some final thoughts on being a coffee schnobble.
Thank you to everybody who's out there educating and passionate about it, and always willing to help others and teach. Also with like latte art too, like some people are like a couple of people from Por Vida, when I talk to them, like they like tell me like, oh, you know, you should do it this way, blah how they do it. But yeah, you don't like, obviously everywhere you're gonna have snobs in all walks of life, but it's cool. I mean, I would say most of the time people are gonna be cool about it, but
just drink coffee and be nice.
Agreed.
All word. Yeah. Don't come in 5 minutes before they close. Come in 5 minutes.
this time's like for me, I think I'm allowed to do that.
Who says?
Yeah, me. It's But if you're a normal person, don't.
What do the? That. That's how snob you already.
I know. I did it on purpose.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, just.
I feel bad when I go in 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
So I go in like 7 minutes. You sure as hell drink that coffee.
I know.
Yeah. Anyways, I just want to encourage you guys to continue to like push yourselves to explore coffee,
learn more,
and don't be ignorant.
And don't be scared like to ask questions either.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. Ask questions and like push yourself though. Like push your boundaries. Like, okay, I always get a vanilla latte, but today I'm gonna get just a regular latte, or today I'm gonna get a cortado. Like, I've never had that drink before, but let me give it a shot. I might just like it. And you'd be surprised what you don't like.
Try cappuccino, bro.
Yeah, I have an opinion. Like, I think like going from a vanilla latte like to a plain latte is harder for some reason. Like, for me, like, I can't do plain.
Versus what?
I'm like, just self-diagnosed lactose intolerant. So
I still cannot do plain lattes. Why? So I'll go like to a cappuccino or a cortado.
Interesting.
But not a
plain cappuccino latte. Like with no flavor, just...
Yeah, no flavor.
So I had a cappuccino with vanilla today.
It's so weird.
I think it was I put vanilla cappuccino. Sue me.
That's one of the first drinks I ever had, like real coffee, was a vanilla cappuccino.
That's even weird that you asked for that, your first coffee, dude.
It was at James. Was that James? I can't remember.
I remember the first time I had a cortado, I was like, whoa.
I had it first.
What is this, bullshit?
And I told... I remember... I sent him a picture. I was like, look, I got a cortado, because I was only getting lattes. And then I was like, I got a cortado.
Are you proud of me?
Yeah. No, he had never tried it because we were barely getting into coffee. And I was like, oh, it's so good. So the next weekend, we both got cortados.
I just remember the pour over whenever that moment happened for you. And it's like, oh, the pour over. This is a coffee. Mm-hmm. And ever since then.
For me, it was Ensenada for sure.
Really?
Ensenada, yeah.
Oh, because you weren't even... coffee back then, just like into like lattes and all.
I was, but yeah, it was more like still, you know, cappuccinos and stuff like that. But
you don't get pour overs, huh?
Not that much. Is it?
Cortados?
I don't know. It's because
come on, George,
I'm seriously like always on the go.
Well, go on the stop, bro.
You always. No, but now that it's a sweater weather.
George.
Sweater weather.
Dude, the puns out of this world, homie. Now that it's sweater weather, I'll do more.
I remember that.
Pour overs.
You're just like, now that it's weather sweater.
Weather sweater.
Sweater weather. Yeah. All right, guys. I hope you guys had some schlaps, and I hope you guys aren't being a coffee snob out there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys are drinking some coffee and having a great day. Happy hump day. All right. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
For you.
At the time of
for
this
us
recording.
It's Tuesday night, and thank you guys so much again for tuning in. Quick little shameless plug here, guys. We're getting ready to release some super dope Coffee Crew apparel very, very soon. We're gonna be dropping some new designs, changing things up a little bit, so I think you guys are really gonna love rocking these new tees and hoodies and all that good stuff. So be on the lookout. We're gonna be sneaky with these releases, and it's gonna be limited. So if you guys want one, please let us know so we can,
if you guys want, like, apart. Crew necks versus, like,
hoodies,
yeah. Let us know, because most of the time everybody does hoodies, but I know a lot of people like
crew necks. Yeah,
let us know,
you might do it, but yeah, but some sick design. It's already been in the works, so I'm excited for the release, and we want to kind of get you guys' input on it as well, so we want to have you guys vote on the designs and get you guys' word. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Shoot us a DM, shoot us a message, tag us in your coffee pics, all that fun stuff.
Slide into the DM.
Slide right in. So thank you guys so much. Have a great day. Have a great rest. That's me.
I was gonna say that they can tell us their like pet peeves and like any coffee snobs.
We'll share them on the stories. We'll
share your stories.
If you guys share your guys' pet peeves with us, we'll make sure to share them on the story and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So thank y'all so much. And
to tell them dark.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in again. Peace out, guys, and have a great rest of your week.
Later.
Bye, guys.
Took forever to say bye to me.
I know. I took a deep pause.